Hey everybody, welcome to Pequot Valley High School. We're here with Gavin Keller. Eva Cleona just defeated Pequot Valley 59-12. Gavin, I'm going to say it was a good, tough team win. Just kind of sum it up for me. How did things go for you guys tonight?
Yeah, we knew going into this game that Pequot's a scrappy bunch. You know, they only lost to Hamburg by a touchdown. So coach said, you got to come in right from the start. You know, we let in a touchdown the first drive there, but I think right after that we picked it up and we went from there.
Okay, so I'm looking at that first drive, and you know they moved the ball pretty easily, like right down the field. Mm-hmm. They got up 6-0. Like, what do you remember about that drive?
I remember they were just running it down our throats, but I think this team handles adversity really well. You know, whenever they score a touchdown, I think our offense goes down and scores a touchdown and answers right back. So I think this team handles adversity really well.
So what happened after that, Gavin? Like, they scored that touchdown, and then what happened after that?
Well, we had a long drive, I remember, just tying it up there, and then our defense stepped up to the plate, and then they forced punts left and right, and then we went right down the field, right down the throats.
Yeah. Hey, tell me a little bit about the running game and how effective was the running game tonight? How effective has it been throughout the year?
It's been really effective because we don't pass that much, but our linemen do a great job all season, all game today. And we just kept running the same play down their throats, and it worked every time.
Okay, so the way I understand the offense, you know, make me understand the offense and what your job is and what your role is with the offense and the reads and what you see when you hand off, when you keep it. Tell me, how does that work?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a very system, so I'm on the line, and then I'll read the D end or I read the D tackle, depending on how they lined up, depending on the play. But it's a lot. I have two reads, and then passing, I have some reads too. So it's a lot, but I can handle it, and I've done it for 3 years. So
it looks difficult to me. Yeah. I don't know. I think you're downplaying it a little bit. I think you've gotten pretty good at it. I don't know. Tell me about like Gavin, your evolution of reading that and figuring it out, and like how much you've kind of learned over the last 2 or 3 years.
I learned a bunch. So on that first read, you got to see if he can tackle the fullback or not, and if he can, then I'm pulling that sucker and then I'm pitching it right away off to my tailback. And if he can't tackle, I'm giving out the Phoenix music and he's going to go score a touchdown.
Hey, coach was, I said I want to talk to Gavin. He goes, you know, I've been on him all year. What does he mean? What did he mean by that?
Like, he's on you all year. He's always on me. Like one misread, he's on my butt. But, you know, I love him for that and that's going to make me into a better football player. And, you know, I love when he always gets on me. I always smile.
So what's he looking for from you? What's his read on or what he's reading?
Whenever I miss a read, so if the D tackle tackles a fullback, and I don't pull it, he's on me. Pull it. And you know, that's something I had over the past 3 years, and I'm thankful he does that for me.
Okay, so you're making this read on the line of scrimmage. What do you got? A second? Less than a second? What's that time frame when you're making that read?
Like a half second. It's got to be quick. And if I wait too long, then it could cause a fumble, and you know, it could go haywire. So,
hey Gavin, tell me just go back to the beginning of the season for me, and tell me how you feel like the season's gone. We're 8 games into it. I think you guys have made some improvements. I think you've made some strides. Just how much have you guys improved, you know, from day one?
Oh, we've improved a lot. You know, we started out fast with Hanover, and then we hit a little bump in the road with Elko. That was a tough game. And then Hamburg. But really, we just got improved. We got to start games faster, I think. We start a lot of games slow. But really, we just improved a lot. Our linemen's been blocking, defense playing really good and scrappy, and we've been picking up some yards on the offensive side.
Hey Gavin, I'm going to say that I agree with everything you just said, but I think you've also been pretty consistent in that even your losses, I think they were to good teams, and you were in the games, and they were close losses. Mm-hmm. What stands out to you about those the games that you have lost?
Like I said, we have a great job of facing up with adversity. Like that Hamburg game, that was tough. That was a close game till the end. That Catholic game last week was tough. We only lost to him by one on a 2-point conversion that we wish we would have had back. But, you know, this team handles adversity back well, and we play good against good teams.
Hey, Gavin, it doesn't look like, in my mind, I said this, you didn't say it, it doesn't look like you guys are going to win the section. What's out there for you guys? What are you guys playing for at this point?
We're looking to get in the districts and win that 2A championship. That's what coach has been saying all week, trying to get that picture up on that wall and just being district 2A championships the goal.
Gavin, do you know that no Lebanon County team has ever won the district
championship? I did see that somewhere. Yes, I did.
So what would that mean if you guys could do that?
That would be awesome, just to win something. These past 2 years, we haven't had a winning record, so winning a district championship would be unbelievable.
Again, we're not going to get too far ahead of ourselves.
But thanks so much. On the school kill.
Hey, listen, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yep.